for me now. I've been trying to forget every word you ever said.
If you hear an intense, wild song like that and you wonder what it would be like live, well, keep listening because we've got someone here on the line. Rue.
Hello.
Tell us about your experience this last weekend.
Yeah, morning, Hayden, morning, Cindy, and hi, Madison. I know you're there as well. I've been listening. So this has been just after the Lambrini Girls show, which was last night at the Garrison in Toronto, and oh my goodness, like, two words, intense, and athleticism. That's what I can say. Like, have you ever been to a show where basically every second song has had an intense mosh pit?
It sounds like you've been up for 3 days, but we know it's only been one. So,
Where were you in said mosh pit, Rue?
Front row.
Well, it's kind of safer if you are actually at the barricade as opposed to like 5 feet behind. Like, that's the danger zone if there's a mosh pit. But if you had like something to hold on to, you were good?
Yeah. There was no barricade really. So it was just like the platform of the stage. But, you know, this would have been the worst show to have an actual barricade because I think half the band was in the crowd with us for basically half the night.
Whoa. So just let our listeners know a little bit about Lambrini Girls. I mean, we've talked about them on the show with you, and we're very excited that you were there because I know, like, you're like, I have to go. But for the people tuning in today to Indie Wake Up Call, who are like, who are they talking about? What's going on? Just give us a little bit of a moment with the Lambrini Girls for our listeners.
Yeah, so the Lambrini Girls are basically a newish punk band, a political punk band from Brighton in the UK. And they've been on their first tour. They released one EP last year and a couple of singles before that. So they're really a band that are on the rise at the minute. And it's basically just three people. And like they've got their, the sort of fronts of the band are their singer, Phoebe Lunny, and their bassist, Lily, I forget her last name. But the both of them are basically the heart of the band. And they kind of like write and sing together and stuff. And when you see them on stage, you know, they're very kind of open about what their songs are about. There's no kind of mystery about it all. And they're really kind of shouty, in your face, really get up and get into it. But I didn't realize, like, I'd seen some of the clips of them performing live on their social media and stuff, and you always see that there's like crowd surfing going on and there's some intense moshing, but you don't realize how much of it, like, the band makes it happen, right? They're really up there. By sort of the middle of the first song, Phoebe had already like parted the entire crowd, like right down to the bar, like the entire crowd is parted. And then she's like, 1, 2, 3, go. And then you all just kind of, you know, you do the kind of crashing of the waves kind of thing. And then she jumps straight into the mosh pit. And she was basically there with us for half the song. So they're a really good live band. But also imagine jumping off like a 6-foot stage in like platform boots with like a 4-inch heel and just go running straight into the crowd. Like picture that with a guitar.
It's pretty impressive when a band can have like the trust and connection with their fans that they would just do that and know that things are going to be all right.
Yeah, so it was a really intense show. And I know that a lot of people were coming up to them afterwards and saying, this is the most intense show I've ever been to. I've never had more fun. And it felt totally safe as well. So it was a really good show, like maybe 270 people, 300 people out there. And it was mad.
Now, tell us about the opener as well, because it wasn't just Lambrini Girls there, right?
No. The opener was also a really cool band from Toronto called Shiv and the Carvers. And it's basically this one person, Shiv, around who the band is built. And they're also a really cool kind of alternative punk band. I think they set it up really well for Lambrini Girls, because they kind of matched them in that kind of like Riot Girl kind of energy and stuff. And they put on a really good show as well. And I was talking to them after the show, and we were kind of just being like, you know, what's going on for you guys? What's coming on? So, you know, we might see them in Kingston sometime soon.
Did you give them a CFRC sticker, Rue?
I did. There's a new sticker in the Garrison bathroom.
Amazing.
You'll find it there.
Amazing. How's your hearing? And your voice is a little crackly today. Like, how are you feeling after the show? Because it feels like, yes, it was athleticism for the band, but I think for everyone in attendance as well. How are you feeling today?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it was a physically rough show, but not in a way that anybody got hurt. But, like, it was one of those gigs where you always had to be on your feet, and there was obviously a lot of, like, shouting and singing along and stuff. I think I'm sounding a bit like I've got post-concert voice.
Definitely.
That's a sign of a time well spent.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, Rue, thank you for calling us. Thank you for giving us the field report on Lambrini mm-hmm. Girls and Shiv and the Carvers. We're going to go out with Meat Machine by Shiv and the Carvers at your request.
Awesome.
And hopefully, maybe one day we'll see them here in Kingston. Rue, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye now.
My skin is starting to rot from picking, peeling it off. Sewn up with soft plastic parts. Can't notice well in the dark.
told Madison that Purple Rain was a soundtrack to a movie and you didn't know that. And you're an old soul.
I know. I can't believe I didn't know that. I feel like I have to give my parents a call and ask them what they did wrong that I didn't know about this.
I think they did right, by the way. You're showing us pictures of your dad wearing a wig at an 80s party. So, yeah. So, no, but it's very old. I think there was like a celebration for the album. But yeah, it's a soundtrack to a movie that Prince is in, playing himself.
That is so interesting.
And it's all performances. And when you watch, you're like, Minneapolis is the coolest city in the world. I don't know if it ages well. So many 80s movies, I'm afraid to recommend to Jensen. Because it's like, oh, it was a terrible movie. But Morris Day and the Time is really what the takeaway from that movie is. Anyway.
That reminds me, we were just talking about Childish Gambino's new album and movie. So I know that we had a, we have to wait and see what we think of it. But I mean, speaking of, it seems like something that's not necessarily new. Prince did it first, and I'm sure someone else did it before him too.
But we get the soundtrack well before the movie, so I don't know what to do.
We'll see. But I can't. So you learn something new every single day. I was saying I haven't really been listening to much new music, which is why today's been awesome, hearing new things. But I was saying when I'm busy, I feel like I just listen to the classics I know and love, and a lot of that lately has been dance music.
Those club classics, you might even say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was
getting into it. Like, it is kind of funny that we're in a time when, like, it's a Charlie XCX album is like political significance or something, you know?
I know. What strange times you live in. But we're going to throw it back soon with Daphne.
Yes.
Sampled by Paradise. So it's really got that, like, old school groove that Cindy and I know and love.
Yeah, and if you're not awake yet, you're going to dance out the door because this song, like, who doesn't love this song? And if you don't know it, you're in for a treat. What else we got there, Hayes? I saw you lined a couple of things up.
Yeah, I've got a Jamie XX single. This album rollout started, I think, in like May, and it's coming out in September. So long rollout for Jamie XX, but it's also been like 6 years in the making, so it's worth it.
Okay.
And then, you guys were talking about Channel Trace features, this and that. I was like, did you listen to his own new album?
No.
Let me play some of that as well.
Okay. It seems like only when he's a guest am I listening. So let's actually listen to his albums. Okay.
Let's get Daphne first, though. Fresh from Dundas, Ontario. Daphne.
catwalk the latest fashion. Ice up better than Aspen. Getaway trips, yeah, to Paris Fashion Week. Oh, no restraints when it's passion. Credit card getting all the action. Just leave your problems at home. Boy, what your friends say, this ain't the friend zone. Put down your phone, we need time alone. On the way to somewhere alone. Let me take you on a journey far away.
Let's forget about how shiny it is. down in Brazil. Thought that I was clever, that's until they brought the bill. Ah, hey, nah, da. Adidas had the feet that keep my cypher so complete. You know, so damn forever.
Nothing on my mind.
Too much.
Nothing on my mind. It goes on.
goes, it goes,
too hard. I want acceptance, I want it fame. I cause my dreams to go up in flames. Maybe I got no more fight. Why should I run? I can't fly. Word spread through town. No longer.
Almost 10 o'clock, guys. We played a lot of music today.
Well, there's a lot of music to get through. Rue had some picks for us, even though she's not in the building.
I love it. Like, we can even see her messing around with the playlist remotely. She's invested in the Indie Wake-Up Call. Rue, thank you so much for calling, giving us the updates from the Lambrini Girls show. That was amazing. Next week, we have Virginia Clark calling. No, 2 weeks she's calling. Next week, we have the bookers from Oceaga calling. And maybe I'll find a few artists playing Oceaga to maybe call us on the show as well as I get ready for the big weekend. And the Astro show as well is coming up. And we have some tickets to give away.
Yeah, I mean, if you heard us talking about crazy live shows this week and we're getting jealous because you haven't been to one in a little bit, you can go to one for free if you go to the Indie Wake Up Call Instagram and get those tickets to the Astro show, which is one of the best shows that you can see in Kingston, to be honest.
So, Madison, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. You're welcome here anytime, always. And I'm putting it out there, like, you've got a new gig with the Queen's Journal. You got to tell us about it.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it. So I'm the assistant arts and culture, one of the assistant arts and culture editors at the Queen's Journal for this year. And I'm super excited. I'm going to be going to events, covering them, tell the students what's going on in the arts and culture scene, a bit of pop culture in there as well. I'll be around all the live shows this year, and I'm really, really excited for it.
Like, you're going to shake it up a little bit, right? Let's go.
So.
Well, I feel like you're in the know. Like, you can walk in there knowing what's going on. But what I love about September is that bands are yet to be formed. Mm-hmm. People are about to move into town that we don't know, and they're just going to start getting into that scene.
Yeah, it's a real changeover. I feel like the old guard is, like, handing it down to some new bands, and what's fun is, like, there's gonna be so much crossover. Like, I'm sure people that do live sessions will also be playing shows, and hopefully I'll be there. So yeah, it's all great. So we're a tight-knit community.
What's coming up on live sessions
this week?
Yeah,
we got Sarah Siegel Lazar, who's a folk musician, actress, multi-hyphenate, who came to us a while ago. We've been sitting on this session, but it's a really, really good one. I was just listening to it last night.
Like, I feel we love live sessions so much. You can check it out. The YouTube channel is there and so on. And you can see a lot of the visuals from when the artists come to visit us. But we're saying, Madison, so many times here at the station is there are sometimes the student bands and the local bands, and those two sometimes don't meet. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we put the work in for live sessions, so people are meeting each other and getting out to those venues that maybe they didn't know about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to see you guys all over.
You can stay tuned every day, Thursday at 11 a.m. We've got a live session coming out.
Amazing. Well, I'll know where to go if I need to find some things to cover, but really excited for it. And thanks for having me today, guys.
Thank you for coming in. But before we end the show today, I wanted to sneak in a song from the Alicipi album, because we talked so much about Polaris and all this and that, and this one was on the short list. And I didn't even know what the sort of like concept or intrigue of this album was, but this song is a cover, and you'll recognize the song that it is.
And I saw it live.
Thanks, Black Dog Hospitality.
Dying my Lucifer City, no. To downtown Kingston, featuring the Juno Award-winning platinum-selling Crash Test Dummies. With special guest, Kingston's own Piner. Rockin' the Square, Friday, July 26th at 8 p.m. Presented by the City of Kingston. Public transit and general admission are free for all ages. Details at kingstonlive.ca.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca. Need a